time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone because I want to be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back in this ticked off Tuesday, September 17th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us as usual in this slot on Tuesdays is Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse over in Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
Hey, what are you ticked off about this morning?
You know, honestly, the only thing I'm really ticked off right now is timeline for opening our new restaurant is just dragging out by the day. Other than that, you know, it's just so interesting watching what's happening with the electoral process and everything that's happening, you know, with people trying to be put on the ballot, taken off the ballot here in Michigan. And then, of course, you know, we have another assassination attempt on Trump last week, and then the spinning of all that rhetoric. I mean, it's just, you can't take any of these people seriously anymore, and you just don't know who to trust with good information.
Right, exactly. Well, sorry to hear about the bureaucratic red tape that you're dealing with in opening up the Iron Pig South location, but any particular bureaucratic agency you want to vent a little bit on today?
No, you know, honestly, it's not even, remarkably this time, it's not even the bureaucracy that's getting in the way. You know, it's honestly our economy up here in northern Michigan is doing pretty well. And what I mean by that is, so trying to get contractors, we're going to do some major upgrades to the parking structure and the area around this gorgeous pavilion that we've purchased as well. That is going to be some of the biggest improvements we're going to be doing to this new property because this building is only 4 years old.
Sure.
So we've identified the parking area as needing some definite improvements, along with adding a drive-through window off the north end of that building. We just are having trouble getting blueprints done, getting them over to subcontractors, and, you know, we're coming up against the end of the construction season, so we're just hoping that we can get everything done that we want to do for our grand opening, which we're hoping to be sometime in October.
October, very good. So bureaucratic agencies, liquor license, health department, they're cooperating. They're doing their jobs, basically.
Remarkably, yes. The health department has always been great. You know, we get to deal with Holly, who's our food inspector there. I talked with her about 3 weeks ago. And there should be no problem, simple paperwork. They're not even going to make us charge us the entire amount since we already have one food-approved kitchen. We're basically just moving that concept to the south end. And then the Liquor Commission, I thought they were going to be the real driver of our timeline here, but it seems like they are working on some efficiencies within that department, even though I did spend a better part of an hour and a half on the phone with them last week going over something they could have found internally themselves. So work for them, which is not surprising. So we're moving forward. It's just, you know, not at the pace I want, but, you know, it rarely ever is.
Yeah. Yes. That old adage I've told you and talked to you about many times, Murphy's Law. It's
yes,
not
sir.
Talking about your video podcast either.
So, yeah, exactly. It's very true.
Very good. Good, good, good. Well, we're going to, hold your text messages are coming in for Ticked Off Tuesday. We'll get to those at the bottom of the hour. We have some other things we want to talk to Ian about and get his feedback, his perspective on this Ticked Off Tuesday. We'll continue that at the bottom of the hour. And if you have a question for Ian, text him to me at 231-360-5140. We'll make sure we get those answered for you as well. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
everybody. Welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig over in Gaylord. And you talked about the assassination attempt. Let's get your perspective on that. The second one, this guy laying in the bushes at number six. Donald Trump's on the golf course. He's on number five. He's going to be driving number six probably pretty soon. The guy was literally in the bushes right behind the green. A couple of sand traps. I looked at the aerial photograph. That would have been a chip shot, been a one-foot putt, basically, with the rifle that he had. What's the cause? Trump immediately said it's because of Kamala Harris and the things the media have been saying about him, a threat to democracy and all this other stuff, calling Trump this, that, and whatever. Do you think this is motivating these crazies to basically consider picking up an AR-15, hiding in the bushes for 12 hours and trying to take out the president? Do you think that's the cause, Ian?
You know, first of all, I'll say, as a golfer, an avid golfer, and that being my former business, how dare somebody try and assassinate anyone, let alone a president, on a golf course? Come on now. Golf course, that's sacred ground for great leisure and entertainment. Of course, I'm kidding a little bit, but the,
right.
You know, what I find very interesting, and I think that it's going to be good, is the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, sounds like he is going to be kind of taking charge of this investigation because the FBI just doesn't seem up to the task. We're not really sure what's going on with the Secret Service. Clearly, there's nobody there willing to take responsibility for the first assassination attempt. The second one, now it's just finger pointing. Now they think that there could be somebody involved with leaking information, because how did they know that Trump was going to be on the golf course? It wasn't on his published itinerary. All these kinds of crazy things. And this is where I keep coming back to, who do you trust? Who do you believe with this information that's coming out? And if it even is accurate information, this is, you know, ticked off Tuesday. This should be something that ticks everybody off. We no longer have freedom of the press in this country, it seems. Our mainstream media sources that so many of us for generations have looked to for information, unbiased information about these kinds of events, just no longer exist. I mean, it does, but it exists in a very fractured environment online with podcasters and independent content creators. You know, that's where all of this is moving to. And I worry that in the noise of all of this, people are still listening to these major media outlets. And it's to the detriment of all of us. I can't believe that anybody still is watching a CNN or a Fox News or especially an ABC News anymore.
Sure, absolutely. Or the debate. I mean, we were forced to watch it on ABC. I actually watched it on another platform. But the bottom line is this. You know, I've got so many text messages this morning. You know, what a horrible thought. You know, how many more attempts are they going to try to kill Trump? You know, God forbid, his life's in danger. Secret Service is failing. The FBI has failed. You know, we still don't have answers to the questions from the event, what, 7 weeks ago in Pennsylvania? We still don't have answers to that shooting. Now, DeSantis, like you said, steps in and says, forget you guys. This is my state. I'll run the investigation. I'll have my people on it. It's what we need to do is find out the guy's motivation. You know, what his background is. He convicted, I believe, charges on other charges. Also, pending charges were outstanding. The guy donated to Democrats. You can't hide who this guy is. The information, at least that amount of information, came out with Brett Baer yesterday afternoon. But at the same time, was somebody behind him? That's my question. Where does the guy get the funding for this type of rifle, this ammunition, the things that he had? Or is he basically doing it on his own dime? You know, we need to have answers to those questions.
Absolutely. And the other part of it, yeah, was he working alone either on that day or in general? Was somebody helping him? Yeah, I mean, he's definitely a scrupulous character for sure. I mean, so was the first kid. And again, we don't have any information on the first one. We almost have more information on the second one than we do on the first one, which that seems crazy in and of itself. But these organizations, these media outlets are, you know, if you take the combination of the Secret Service and the FBI, those are executive branch agencies. We're always talking about that on the show, right? That's where I come from, is the power that these executive branch agencies have. They all lie under the President of the United States. And to think that those agencies are unbiased or aren't partisan is just foolish to think, especially since 2020. We've seen how lawfare has been used. It's been used against me, obviously not in the context that I'm currently discussing, but lawfare is the thing. I didn't even know that I was in the middle of it until somebody had told me what lawfare was, you know, like a year or so ago. It might have even been you.
Yeah, absolutely.
But there is no longer a check on these huge government agencies that are overseeing these things. And you just, when people talk about the deep state, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist by any means, but you have to admit that there is something going on right now that none of us can put our finger on, and we have a president that is virtually non-existent. So you know that there's a group or an organization or a collection of people that are making these decisions daily that are affecting millions of us here in this country. And it just has to be looked at from a macro point of view, because we can get lost in the minutia in so many of these things, these details, you know, about the debate that you're talking about. You know, there's a whistleblower that came out and said Kamala got similar questions in advance.
Ahead of time, before the debate.
Yeah, I mean, if you have any faith in any of these mainstream media outlets or these executive branch agencies, I don't know what to tell you. You're lost.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know, in the interesting part of it, and again, it ties in with the elections and you trying to expand the Iron Pig operations and dealing with government agencies and all this kind of stuff, but it goes to a bigger problem, and I think this is something we need to discuss here shortly. This issue, these problems, everybody's saying, Randy, it's all a distraction. You know, there's bigger worries and concerns on the horizon that a lot of people aren't even talking about. Maybe they're not even aware of. Here, the politicians in Washington, the Biden administration, somebody is talking about providing the missiles to go into Russia, where Ukraine can actually use our weaponry against Russia and hit some of these sites where these missiles are being launched from into the Ukraine. And Putin's already said, if I find out that you guys are using U.S. military equipment, missiles, whatever, into my country, we're going into World War III. You know, the old movie, the Wag the Dog, the Tail, whatever, the movie about that, trying to keep an existing president or administration in office at time of war. You know, is this something that they're allowing to happen and just saying to the American people, we can't change commanders in chief right now. We have to keep the current administration basically in place because we're at war. Is this potentially something that they're plotting for November 5th election? God only knows at this point, Ian.
Yeah, you know, and this is where that old saying, those that don't learn from history are doomed to repeat it, or something to that effect.
Yep.
And this, to me, is a perfect example of it. You know, we have this situation where none of us really know what's going on. We have, in my opinion, you know, basically a uniparty that looks like they all want to go to war. We've seen it before in years past and decades past. This country has a history of wanting to do those kinds of things. And basically what I tell people anymore is, nothing surprises me. Since 2020, nothing surprises me anymore. And I suppose that's sort of a cynical point of view to have. But it's just, for me, it's one of those things that's sort of just a defensive position to where you never know what's going to happen next, and you might as well have your mind open to some of the craziest things that potentially could be. I mean, if you told me 6 months ago that Donald Trump would survive two presidential assassination attempts, I'd have been like, no, come on. There's right. just no way that would be allowed to happen, especially once, let alone twice, in a matter of 60 days. Come on, that's crazy.
Yeah, so absolutely.
You just kind of have to recalibrate everything for the times that we live in, and you better stay up to date with what's happening and pay attention, because there are things going on, even at the local level, that your neighbors are hoping you're not paying attention to.
Right. Well, you know, and the thing of it is, when we talk about these things and we look at all the issues going on in the local level, that's what we focus on, especially county government and dealing with these bureaucratic agencies. People are like, Randy, this is almost like a utopia state of disbelief. We can't even grasp all the different balls that are in the air, how you keep up with all the things happening and all the research and studying that you do. But at the same time, Ian, if we don't do it, who else is going to do it?
Well, and that may be part of the, you can call it a problem or an issue or whatever. But like I said, you know, you can get so lost in the minutia on these things. But we've got to pay attention to some of these details, because that's where these battles are being won, is in the details and, again, at the local level. You know, not to get into a completely different subject, but with this green energy initiative yeah. and all the federal funding from the Inflation Reduction Act, a.k.a. the Green New Deal, Michigan is getting millions and millions of dollars, and there's currently a company from Austin, Texas, that wants to put a 1,000-acre solar development right on the other side of town over here, and they're hoping that they can get this done so they can get their hands on those infrastructure dollars. And that's not even talking about the $5 million-plus dollars that Whitmer has committed to the green new energy thing or whatever.
Right.
So what's happening is your neighbors are making decisions. If you're not paying attention, they're going to go ahead and vote in a 1,000-acre solar farm next to you in mid-Michigan, southern Michigan, northern Michigan, if you're not paying attention and going to local township meetings and county commissioner meetings. These people don't want to be challenged, and we've seen that in recent years where time limits on public comments have come into play, all of these things, but yeah. people need to get involved locally, because that's really where all this starts and where we can change it all.
Absolutely, absolutely. Want to wrap up the segment here talking about the Iron Pig, hours of operation, how are things going, what's the best way for people to get your food, and what do you got going there in the next couple of weeks?
So right now we are 7 days a week downtown. We're hoping to open the new location sometime in October, probably the end of October, I'm hoping. So the downtown location is open 7 days a week. We're doing breakfast Saturday and Sunday, 9 to around 11, 11:30. And then every other day is lunch, 11 till whenever. And then we stay open till about 10 o'clock every night during the week, 7 days a week right now.
Yeah. And you also offer carry out, and also, I believe you mentioned delivery services available.
We do everything, any way that we can get our barbecue in your mouth. So we do catering, we do DoorDash delivery, we do curbside pickup. You don't even have to get out of your car. Order online, ironpigsmoke.com.
Yep.
We'll come right outside and bring it right to you, just like a drive-thru.
Excellent, excellent. And one question real quick. Do you need any help? Everybody's wanting to volunteer to get the new operation open. Do you need any help out there getting things ready to go?
You know, when we get towards the pavilion portion of